not the bad way, of course. The Chris Moyle Show. Right, let's bring Lily Allen in. International radio. Here she is. Here she is.
Morning.
Morning.
You're such a morning person.
I am.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
Hey, by the way, what the hell's that all about?
What hell's what?
I just saw you outside the door, and I got a hello, Mr. Moyles, and you kept no hug. I got no kiss. I got no loving.
It's morning.
I don't care. There's always there's no time for hugs and kisses.
There was just annoying photographers outside, and I just thought.
Yeah, but inside.
I just had to think about jumping in my car.
Inside, where was my love?
Do you want some love now, Mr. Moyles?
I'd love some love.
He's put
out. Come round and hug you.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I'd like that. Oh, don't sigh. No, see, now don't sigh, because now I feel bad. Hi. How are you? Oh, don't
so
slap me on the back.
That.
See, that's like a man hug.
Okay, well, do you want a lady hug?
Yeah, please. Thanks. Hi. See, now, there you go.
That's
now,
better.
Now, be honest. How much better do you feel? If not a little
so
bit.
Much better.
See, there you go. Talk me through your outfit.
You are?
Talk me through your outfit.
I'm wearing a Vivienne Westwood sparkly top, and some jeans, and some moccasin boots.
I can't believe we're dressed in the same outfits.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Talk us through your outfit.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a
combat jacket.
I just call it a jacket.
It's a combat jacket.
Is it a combat jacket?
I'm going to say it's an army jacket.
All right. And I'm wearing a t-shirt and I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah.
But I look hot.
Mm.
You certainly do.
Oh, you put those newspapers away.
Sorry.
I want to talk to you. Okay. Seriously, you read the newspapers when you're in the car, not when you're on my show.
Okay, Chris.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a present for you. So if you're good, you get a little gift.
I love presents.
And it's not like a freaky gift from me or anything. It's like a nice gift.
Okay.
You'll like it.
Okay.
All right. What time did you get up this morning?
Actually, you know, I'm a total insomniac at the moment. I was up at about 4 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, I'm having real difficulty with sleeping.
Are you well? Do you feel all right?
I feel tired as a result of my lack of sleep, but I feel happy.
Do you feel, Lily Allen,
mm-hmm.
in the young, fit state that you're in?
Yes.
Do you, like, because following you on Twitter alone, right,
mm-hmm.
you've been doing a lot of gigs and a lot of festivals.
33 festivals we've done this summer.
Right. And do you enjoy it, that it's like, it's hard work because it's travelling, but it's great because it's all good work, it's fun.
It's the best job in the world.
But do you get to just go, I don't know where I am, I don't know where I'm going tomorrow, I'm just in a bit of a daze, and actually, it's kind of not enjoyable.
I don't really think about tomorrow. What's weird is that you kind of forget where you have been.
Right.
So, like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we did Scandinavia, and we did, you know, four big festivals over a weekend, and, you know, I just had no idea where I was or where I've been or what country I was in, and it's really quite scary when you're on stage, because you sometimes kind of go, you know, you want to say, hello, Helsinki, but then you can't really remember if you actually are in Helsinki or if that was last night.
You should write it down in your hand. You should have someone literally write on the palm of your hand.
Well, lot of people do have that, but then the crew use that against you, so sometimes they'll write on your, you know, on a piece of paper.
The wrong place.
Yeah, they'll write in the wrong place so that you look like an idiot when you say it.
There was a time when Radio 1 used to do, you know, the big weekends, they used to be big Sundays, and they used to be every week for the summer. And Coxie used to go on stage and open them, and because they were every week for 3-4 weeks, she got the name in the wrong place. It became like a running joke. Hello, Sunderland, Portsmouth.
How can you get Sunderland?
I said hello, Great Yarmouth in Southend once, I think.
That's nice.
Which didn't go down well.
It's kind of. I can understand how it's easily done, but then if you're in the crowd, it's like there's no bigger crime. It's like when American artists come over and they go to Brighton or Milton Keynes.
You say London, don't they?
Hello, London! Yeah. The crowd go, no. Please don't. I know you're tired, but still, we're in Milton Keynes.
No, but you know what? The festival run has been absolutely amazing. I think we're doing Rob De Banks Festival, best of all, in a couple of weeks.
Right.
That's my last one, pretty much, before I go off to South America on tour. And then, you know, we've got, you know, loads of European and English dates, kind of like a sort of, I think it's an arena tour, and that ends up with 4 Brixtons on the 17th of December, so that's my cut-off point.
Is that the next break then, Christmas?
Pretty much. I mean, actually, I've got a couple of weeks off now, as of tomorrow, I think, but I mean, I kind of haven't really organised anything. I'm just going to stay at home.
You're just going to do nothing.
Yeah, because I don't really get much time at home, you know, with my dog and, you know, my garden. Quite like to tend to that.
Do you really? You're a garden tender?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Well, I was a florist before I was a singer.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have thought you were a garden tender.
It's, well,
tenderer? I don't know.
I don't know
what
gardener.
The phrase is.
Gardener?
I've got gardener.
Gardener.
It's probably a better word.
It's got a good sprinkler system, so I don't really have to garden that much.
Okay. Okay, well, I feel as though we've had an insight into your life, which, you know, it was previously been hidden. How's your love life?
You can come and see my lady garden.
Well, it's a nice offer, especially the sprinkler system.
Yeah.
Which
how does that
check
work?
Out my sprinkler system.
Sure. What an afternoon that will be.
Looks after itself.
I'll bring some tinnies and a pizza. We'll have a night. if I come around in the evening, is it lit?
What is what lit?
The garden.
The lady garden.
Oh, what you mean with lights? Yeah, it is actually. It's got five lights, but I've decided that maybe I want to have one feature light. So next time I do a gig, I'm going to steal some of those foils off my crew. Maybe put them over one of the lights, maybe have a bit of a blue vibe or a pink vibe going on.
Have you got those ones which are solar powered where they charge up in the day and then they light the garden at night?
Yes.
They're good.
I do.
I got a pack of six from the supermarket and put them all around.
No, but you know what I did buy is some speakers in the shape of rocks.
Ah, see, I was going to get them.
Yeah, I bought them on eBay. They're pretty cool. I'm not allowed to say that word, am I?
Well,
I'm
rocks.
Not to say the word
rocks,
any,
eBay, or cool.
eBay. Well, like a brand of anything. I'm not allowed to say that on the BBC, am I? Mm. Well, that's a brand in itself.
Yeah, the rules are very odd.
You're allowed to say BBC on the BBC.
BBC?
Mm. Yeah.
BBC.
That's fine. But don't say BBC on eBay, because then eBay get really upset.
Oh, yeah.
It's very confusing. No, I was going to get those speaker rocks, but I didn't get them in the end.
I haven't plugged them in yet. I'm going to do that, actually, probably tomorrow. I bought some waterproof speaker wire.
I'll be
wiring them into my amp as of tomorrow. I'm going to probably have to drill some little holes.
Do you not get people to do that for you?
Sometimes, but I like to, you know, do things like that myself. The other day, I took some paintings down, rehung some paintings, and then I put some of that putty stuff in it and sanded it down and repainted over the top myself. I did a bit of DIY.
You don't need no man, girlfriend.
I know.
You can do it all yourself.
Yeah.
I do need a man, though, because I have someone come around and do all my speakers for me.
Well, you're not good at DIY, though, are you?
No. I put a barbecue together once. That's pretty much about it.
I've always had quite a talent for wiring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to, install my mum's car stereos and stuff when I was 8. And I've always had a bit of a thing for it.
If you want, I need to swap my Blu-ray player over, because I got a Blu-ray player when they first came out,
but it takes
ages to load. It doesn't play new discs, because I haven't updated the software. So I've got a new one, I'm just going to swap it. If you want to come round, you can do that, because it's quite
of course. I'm
that would be great.
I'm there.
Lily's installations.
Yeah, well, you know, what a thought. I love these chats. How's your...
How many listeners have we lost?
We don't lose any on this show. It just goes up and up.
Okay.
How's your love life?
It's good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's an interesting answer.
It's very good. Does that mean happy.
Okay. So you're seeing someone?
I am.
Okay. And is it, how long has this been going on for?
I'm not talking about it anymore.
Okay, all right, fine. But you have a gleam
some
in your eye.
Some things are not for public consumption.
Okay. Most things are for public consumption.
Most things.
All right, fine. I won't ask.
Okay.
Right, fine. You sing him long?
I thought for a minute then you were going to respect her privacy.
Well, you know, I can see that that Lily is obviously very pleased with that part of her life at the moment, because there's a little gleam in her eye. And, you know, I think that's nice. I don't think she's like, oh, don't go there. But I think she's like, oh, don't go there.
I just don't want it to be ruined, that's all. So, okay. Yeah, I'm just not, let's leave it at that.
Sure, okay, all right. Have I met him? Do I know? No, okay, I'll leave it.
I don't think you have.
All right, fine. Yeah. Would I approve?
I think you would, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think you'd like him. Going out for a drink later, if you like, an afternoon pint. Come and meet my mates. Fancy it?
Will he be there?
Yeah.
I'm busy. It would be too painful for me.
Okay.
I can't do it. I can't even go on with the interview anymore.
You're not busy. Okay. You've got nothing to do today.
I've got stuff to do today.
Have you?
Yeah. Today's a big day for me.
Why?
Because I'm doing a photo shoot today.
Ooh!
It's massive. For Radio 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, you say, oh, wow, but it's the first photo shoot I've had for Radio 1 in 6 years.
Does that mean you're going to get a new card thing that they put, you know, when you...
Hopefully, yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's not really representative of you, the picture that they've got there now, is it?
In what way?
Well, you've, you know...
No, I don't know. In what way?
I'm not
going to
say.
We'll say. What?
You're saying that he looks 6 years older.
Younger.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There we go. Don't.
Are you lighter than you were then, though? Now?
Didn't you guys used to do, like, training in Primrose Hill in the mornings? I remember, like, listening to you when you were all into that.
Yeah.
Because I used to live around there at that time, and I always used to get up and go to school in the morning. Or maybe not school, maybe I was a bit older than that. But, yeah, for some reason I was up that early.
Yeah, we used to do that. We used to train in Primrose Hill.
That's when you did afternoons.
That's a really discreet...
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. So I would have been listening... Yeah, that makes more sense. So I'd already dropped out of school. I was listening to you in the afternoon.
That's right, you weren't going to school. You dropped out, remember?
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, we used to train there, and it's a very... Yeah, as I said, it's the most indiscreet place to train in the world.
Yeah, photographers. Open. Yeah, hiding behind every tree.
Yeah, but it was, you know, it was good. It kind of did the job for a while, and then, you know... And then I was...
And then you just kept a stable... You know, your metabolism caught up with you and you just kept a stable...
Then we let it all slip.
I let it slide a little bit, I'll be honest.
Right, okay.
But now I've got it back.
Well done.
Now I'm a machine. As you can see.
Yeah.
You're just about to say how well I look.
You do look very well.
Yeah, thanks for the compliment. It's very nice. Right, let's play your record because the single is out this week.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Lily Allen.
When she was 22... But she's nearly 30 now, and she's out every night. I see that look in her face, she's got that look in her eye. She's thinking, how did I get here?
Lily Allen singing her song 22 on Radio 1. And it was like a nice, it was like a Top of the Pops moment because Lily had her headphones on and was kind of singing along with it, but kind of miming, but kind of singing under her breath. And it was nice.
Ooh,
like
you.
Top of the Pops had returned.
And you sounded just like Lily Allen when you were singing that.
Oh, well, that's because I am. Mm.
She sounded like Lily Allen. I like that song, by the way. I like the album.
Thank you. I do too, actually.
I loved The Fear.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, can we ask you a question about the...
I'm not signing away my rights to The Fear.
No.
Thank you very much.
No, it's... Listen, I just need an autograph.
No, I haven't got an autograph.
I need an autograph for my friend Gavin. But that actually wasn't this question. I was going to say to you, you know the title of the album, is that like sophomore, like freshman, like those American college things?
What do you mean?
Right, the title.
No, that's not the title, it's what Matt's written.
Well, why has he written that then? What does
sophomore
that mean?
Sophomore means, like, your second record, doesn't it?
Ah, I'm with you.
It's not called sophomore.
Right. I'm with you.
Where have you been?
Yeah,
but anyway,
idiot.
Incidentally, you know what? Because I was this, you know, someone told me about you guys like getting me to sign that thing.
You almost said you were listening, and then he's changed it to someone told me.
Yeah,
will you please just do an autograph?
But you know, my dad did that to Bill Clinton a few years ago, and got him to like admit to the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Oh, really? I'd have found a piece of paper.
Yeah, he'd like written, "I, Bill Clinton, hereby."
Nice.
Well, say that it's all true and go and sign it.
We would never do anything like that, but if you could just...
Could you just sign that, please?
No.
Please.
No.
It's
please.
Just an autograph.
It's
just, that's all it is, above your name in type.
It's just an autograph.
Absolutely
nothing
not.
Else.
No.
And I don't open it.
Legally
don't.
Binding contract.
No, don't read that bit.
For that's... the attention of the Chris Moyles Show
no,
lawyers.
You don't, need, you don't need to read that. That's just...
I think their spoof songs are dead funny, and I'd be honoured to have my work included in such a high-quality production.
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't ever sleep with Chris, but he's welcome to use my songs in whatever manner he wishes, and to continue his imaginary relationship with me on Twitter. Yours sincerely, Lily Allen.
See, now it's not that bad, really, is it?
It nearly worked.
Did you, by the way, did you put, I probably won't ever sleep with him in there? Did you write probably?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, cheers, dude, thanks.
I had to run it past the legal.
Thanks for giving me a glimmer of hope.
Yeah, well, I had to run it past the legal people. They said that would be fine.
What, probably?
Yeah. Probably.
I'll take probably rather than definitely.
there's a bit of optimism there, isn't there?
There's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Seems like there's less people in here than usual. The BBC are cutting back?
Cutbacks.
Yeah, and people are scared of you.
Okay.
We've sent Dom and Carrie upstairs.
Okay.
They're on the screen.
Hi, Dom and Carrie.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello.
We're watching you.
So we haven't got enough chairs in the studio, so we have to move them upstairs.
I told her she wouldn't sign it, Dave.
Oh,
nearly it worked.
It didn't, Dave. Not at all.
What's wrong with my song parodies?
Nothing's wrong with them. I just... You know what? You can have it. I don't care. It's fine.
There you go. That's on tape.
Is that legally binding?
Yeah, legally binding.
I'm not the only writing critic. Greg Kirsten is, so you think you might have to get his permission as well.
But he gets the credit.
He'll do anything for money.
Mm. Well, there you go. See, good. What now we're left.
There you go. There's another track cleared.
Yeah, good. High five. I tell you what, we only need another 12. We've got ourselves an album.
I love how you tried to high-five each other and couldn't actually reach. You need another 11. Because 12 out of 12 songs is fine. 13's pushing it.
How many tracks do you think it should be?
I think an album should be like 11 or 12 tracks.
Mm. I'll probably shorten them. They probably won't be 3.5, 4 minutes.
They'll probably be more like jingles, won't they?
Yeah.
No, there'll be songs.
Okay.
Don't start getting offensive.
I'm not.
I can write a tune.
I know you can.
Or rewrite the words of somebody else's. That's a skill in itself.
Yep.
I'd be good, though. Do you know what would be good?
What?
We could do a duet on the album.
On your album?
Sure.
Perfect. Mm. It's a good idea.
Would you just sign this?
for another one of Dave's mates called Gavin. what about that? Let's do a duet.
Okay.
I'll write it.
Yeah.
And then we'll go in the studio, we'll sing it.
Okay, perfect. Good plan.
And you've got 2 weeks off?
Yeah, let's do it next week, because that's what I really want to do in my time off, is go into the studio and record a song.
We'll record it in the garden.
I am actually going to go and record a song with someone tomorrow, actually, that reminds me.
Well, then stop whinging. Then you just hang on a second, you just said that's the last thing you want to do, but you're already doing it.
I know. It's because I'm a workaholic.
Oh, how long have you got off? 2 weeks?
Kind of.
All right, well, look, we'll stick that recording session at the end of your 2 weeks.
Okay, perfect.
I'll buy you cake or something.
Cheers.
I'll buy you cheers.
Okay.
All right, good. That's a done deal, Dom. This is easy. Negotiations, I don't know what the problem is with these people that are meant to be doing it for me.
You that was amazing.
Yeah. And then we'll do a video. I've got a great idea for a video. I'm riding a horse. and you're on jet skis.
Time for the news.
Yeah, we need one more autograph.
She'll do the video. It'll be great. It'll be really good.
You're on a jet ski and she's on a horse.
Yeah.
Is it time for the news?
Okay. All right, Rachel. More from the lovely Lily Allen in a bit. Meanwhile, the news.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
It's 8:36.
It's now 8:39.
Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
You.
So, Lily.
Yeah?
I have a present for you. Yeah? I have a little gift. A giftette. Because... Well, should I just play it anyway? I have a message for you from someone.
Oh.
Someone that you like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah? I don't know why we're making these noises. Do you want to hear it?
I'm not making the noises, you are.
You made a little noise.
Yeah?
You're doing it again. I'll give you a Minnie Mouse. Here is your message.
Morning, everyone. Morning, Lily. It's Agus here, your new cricketing friend. Well, what a weekend that was, being able to talk about cricket and life with you as England were getting on with winning the Ashes. The highlight for me was when you said that you got into cricket when Andrew Flintoff had a pee behind the bushes in Downing Street. But, you know, there's a bit of the old traditionalist in you in preferring Test cricket to 2020 and in wanting England to wear proper creams like they used to do. Anyway, I love the music, and your challenge has to be to write an Ashes-winning song. But, and here's the tricky bit, Lily, one that doesn't have explicit in big red letters after it like the rest of them do. I hope Moyles is behaving himself. If not, tell him he reminds you of umpire David Shepherd. That'll shut him up. Carry on twittering. I'll see you soon.
Ah, isn't that nice?
Agus!
Nice guy, isn't he?
Love Agus.
He's got a great voice as well. He's got such a great voice.
Do you listen to the cricket on the radio?
No, I'm not into cricket.
How can you not be into cricket?
I just not into cricket. I can watch it and enjoy it,
so
don't get me
brilliant.
Wrong, but I'm just kind of not into it.
It's what this country needs.
You, on the other hand, slightly obsessed with the cricket.
I just love it. I'm going to start my own cricket charity.
Okay. Have you always loved cricket?
Well, my dad used to play pub cricket when I was a kid, so I used to get dragged along every weekend and, you know, we'd sit up at the pavilion making sandwiches and they'd all play cricket together. I didn't really like it that much back then because I was a girl that didn't really like, you know, watching cricket all day.
Woman.
But now I can drink beer.
So really?
Now, you know what's good? Because when you actually go and watch cricket there, like at the Oval or something, you know, it's just beautiful, man. You just get to sit there for 9 hours drinking beer. You don't even really have to watch the game. Well, you do, but it's not essential.
Yeah.
It's such a gentlemanly sport. It's just brilliant. I love it.
Who's your favourite player, cricketer?
At the moment, I mean, it changes quite, you know, on a sort of weekly, but that's the nature of cricket, you know. Players come and go, but the game remains.
Sure, that's what I always say about it.
I mean, I think, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Onions was doing it for me.
Graham
Onions, great Durham player. Now, I guess I probably am quite into Stuart Broad. Trott did pretty well for us. He had a good innings.
Didn't he? Whoa.
Trott on, you were saying, weren't you?
And that was his test match. That was his Ashes debut. Oh,
yeah, I know. I know he'd never done it before. Carrie, am I doing all right? Am I getting all right through the cricket?
Yeah, you sound like you're absolutely...
Thank you. Do you just stay with me? Just be my wingman.
Yep.
Your silly mid-on.
Yeah.
Chris, tell her you love a googly. Tell her you love a googly.
Yeah, I love googles.
Do you know what googly is?
Yeah.
What is it then?
It's man's bits.
No, it's when the bowler throws the ball and it looks like it's going one way, but actually it's going the other. Warnie was a big googlier.
Wasn't he? Oh, I used to call him Warnie the googlier. That's what I used to call him. I have no idea.
I love that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what a googly is.
I'm Shane Warne was the specialist at a Google.
Oh, yes, he was.
And his flipper
Chris,
was very good.
Chris, you like
good.
To googly yourself quite a lot, don't you?
I do all the time. You think it's going one way and it goes the other.
He pretends to be googling Beyonce and then he's googling himself.
That's right. You think I'm looking at mucky stuff? No, I'm ego. Are you looking at porn? Yes, yes, I am. Yes, it's less embarrassing than going, no, I'm looking at...
It's a bit of me time.
I'm looking at message
boards.
I'm looking at message boards of people who hate me. That's what I'm doing. I don't know why they call it ego surfing, because it's really not ego.
No, it's very not positive for me.
Oh,
don't do it.
Very negative for me. I can really upset myself.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, look. Wow. Look. Look at the amount of people who hate me. It's a massive list. But then at the same time, there's a lot of love. And the people who love you aren't the people who go and type horrible things. And therefore, they're nice.
Mm.
So anyway, back to the cricket. Whoa, yeah. Brilliant. Who's the sexiest cricketer?
Flintoff, I would
say. Sure.
He's pretty hot. He's a big man, tall man.
Yeah, huge.
I was a little bit disappointed in the lack of celebrations after the Ashes this year. Because, you know, you'll remember famously when we won the Ashes in 2005.
Yeah, I still look it off.
Freddie stayed up all night.
Mm.
There's this wonderful footage of him walking out of the hotel and falling off of the pavement. And then kind of like gaining his... Yeah, it's just brilliant. That's what cricket is about.
Well, there you go.
He had a quiet drink with the family this time, didn't he?
Well, he had to have his operation on his knee.
Yeah, he was nil by mouth on Monday, so yesterday I think he was under the knife.
I love
it. Good luck to you, Freddie.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Go, Freddie.
That was his last test. He's not playing test cricket anymore. He's only doing one day. It's 2020. Boo.
Boo, boo. He's only drinking 2020.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the man?
You don't like cricket, do you?
I don't. It's not that I don't like it. I'm just not into it.
But you did enjoy
like
it, because you went.
Chris, yeah, I did.
You went to the last day of the Oval in 2005, and you loved it.
What did I go to?
The last day of the Oval in 2005, when we won it. You were up in a box with the Keen boys, and
did you like
time.
It?
I enjoyed it. I had a great day. But I don't follow it.
You said,
I don't,
what did I go to? You went to the final day of the Ashes when England won
in
2005.
No, was it the
Ashes? Yes! That's what I said. Where were you?
With the little
Call yourself
earth.
A fan? You were rubber. You weren't even there.
No, I wasn't. I was busy on tour.
Well, whatever. Okay. I was there watching the cricket. And who won?
England.
That's right.
You went to the match.
Brilliant.
And then it went back to Australia last time. And
oh, I'm sorry. I don't love cricket, so sue me.
You should remember that day, because that was momentous for other reasons. Because that was the day when you got on the London Underground.
I got on the tube. Yes.
Oh,
yes, public transport with civilians.
Won't be doing that again. Mm. But I did it. Tick that box. Went on the tube. Seriously, in the other sewers in London, they've got trains in them, and letting people get to work on them. Lily, honestly, she thinks I'm joking. It's true.
No.
It's called the London Tuberground or something.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, well, I'm glad we've had this in-depth chat about cricket, and we've bonded over a sport that you and I both love. I mean, we've got so much in common. We should go out for dinner. Great idea. Let's play a record. It's 8:47. Lily Allen is here. If you want to send us something nice on the text, 81199 is the number. Meanwhile, Stereo... Phonics. Stereophonics and Dakota, they've got a new album coming out soon. I don't know much about it, I've nothing written down, I just know for a fact they have a new album coming out soon. You want facts? I've got them. It's 8:51. Lily Allen is here.
Woo!
There she is. go on the cricket. Got a list of things to ask you. Lily Allen.
Yeah.
They are Lily's thoughts on... And you can either give
other
me...
Other celebrities!
Do you know what? No. Yeah, but it's a mixture of things. It's a real mixture.
Brilliant.
So you can either give me one word or as many words as you wish.
Okay. I'll take the latter.
I'm not going to go... I'm not going to read the top one out, because we'll be here for a dog's age.
Okay.
Well, I thought that was an easy one.
Okay. The first one is the cricket.
Mm. What about it? I love it.
There you go.
I don't like cricket. I love it.
Okay, just write this down. I love it. There you go. The weather at the moment. And I don't mean at the precise moment. I mean generally.
It's nice.
Brilliant.
Hey, where do you think the word parky comes from?
Michael Parkinson.
No.
What, as in cold?
I mean like cold. Yeah. Do you think it comes from the Parker jacket, maybe?
No.
Apparently, someone said to me the other day that maybe it comes from, because when you're on the terraces at Scottish football clubs, they call it the park, the parks, and that's where they're cold.
I don't know.
Dominic! Get
Parky.
On it! Thanks, man.
Believe me, I've been looking into this. It's origin unknown.
Really?
Yep.
So you're
Try
not
as you might.
So you're not really as busy as you'd be making yourself out to be if you're spending time researching.
Do you know, Chris Miles, I am the most hardest working...
Parky.
Listen to me. I'm the most hardest working English band this festival season. No English band has done more festivals than me. The only other band that's beaten me is Placebo by one gig.
Okay. So Placebo?
They're not English.
Right.
I don't think.
Is he not technically British?
I don't think the rest of the band.
Dom, get on that as well!
Origins of Brian Molko.
Yeah.
I think he's...
No, because I met them at a rehearsal studio. They didn't look or sound...
He sounds
Prodigy,
American.
Prodigy have got to be high up on the list, haven't they, at festivals this summer?
No one beats me, OK?
Really?
I read a list. A list in The Guardian, which you probably don't read.
No, that's for squares.
Franz Ferdinand, they're up on the list? No.
No.
No, really?
JLS? I flew back from a Fuji Rock Festival with Franz Ferdinand.
And?
It's quite fun.
Did he chat?
No, because I was in first class. Brilliant. And they were in... I saw them at check-in, though.
And you know what that means, don't you? They should have wrote a better second album. Anyway, so... did you see X Factor on Saturday?
No, because okay. I was sleeping. In Chelmsford on a bus.
Will you watch it? Are you intrigued to see it? Do you like the audition bit of the show?
Yeah, I do. I like the audition part of the show. I'm a big fan of X Factor in general. Well, who has got their phone switched on in here? Because there's a buzzing noise.
Well,
would that be you, Comedy Dave?
Mine's on, but I don't think it is me.
No, it's not you, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
Where's your phone?
Is
it yours?
I don't have my phone in here.
I'll turn it off if you want.
I'm a true professional. I don't bring phones into studios.
I'm getting told off about professionalism from Lillian.
It's good. Carry on.
Who's your favourite X Factor judge?
Simon.
It's Louis. I know it is Louis.
No, it's not
I
Louis.
I love Louis Walsh.
I do like him, but I don't think he's particularly good mental.
Do you watch Come Dine With Me?
Yes, when I can.
Do you like it?
Yes, I like it immensely.
Do you cook?
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. That would be a hell of a show.
Can you imagine?
Christopher Begins.
I'd do a crispy pork belly.
Listen, stop teasing me.
Would you be on there as well, then? Are you putting yourself forward for you, Christopher Biggins, Lily Allen and Andy Peters?
Biggins has already done it.
We need an ex-footballer's wives, really.
Yeah, like Layla Ruiz.
I think maybe a real footballer's wife rather than a woman who used to be actress. Playing one. They'd have to be people. The thing is, though, if you're going to do that, you'd have to be on a list of people that you actually liked, otherwise...
No.
Oh, no, I couldn't. No,
because isn't that the whole point, isn't it? It's meant to be one person that's really annoying and that you'd... I suppose that could be either you or me.
Plus, I don't want... You're joking, we'd be the...
We'd be the cool guys.
We'd be sexy people. Plus, I wouldn't want people coming around to my house.
Why? You've got a nice kitchen now.
No, I know, but I don't want certain people to see
it. Is it a kitchen diner? Is it...
It's got an island in it.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's a posh one.
Mine's not big enough for an island, but I've got a nice table.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, but it's got six chairs around it as well, so I could definitely cater for for three other celebrities.
You'd be fine.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so unless there's enough room for me, Paul Ross and Christopher Biggins,
Yeah,
we got a show going.
What a lineup!
Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be the biggest show Channel 4's ever had.
I'd watch that.
What do you like to cook? What's your signature?
I'm a big fan of just cooking a roast. You know, when I kind of feel like I've got the energy, it's usually on a Sunday. So yeah, I'll make a big roast for my friends.
I've never
homemade
done a roast.
Yorkshire puddings, bread sauce. I do a good bread sauce. It's all about leaving the onion with the cloves in it in the milk to infuse for a few hours. There you go.
Wow. I want to go to Lily's house for Sunday roast.
You can come.
And see her stone speakers.
She invited you out for a drink this afternoon and you said you were busy.
But he's going to be there. And I'll have to sit and watch them all over each other while I sit with one of her friends who doesn't really know who I am. She spends 20 minutes before she realises I'm not Johnny Rule. Do you still see Denise Van Outen? No.
That's life, Chris.
Besides, as I tell you, I've got a very exciting photo shoot for the place that I work for. That's what I've got to do
for
this.
For the in-house magazine.
For Ariel. For Ariel. where were we? Yeah.
Come dine with me.
My signature dish, by the way, is probably, I would imagine it's probably my curry.
Yeah? What kind of a curry?
Well, mainly chicken tikka masala, I would imagine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'd be doing a crispy pork belly on a bed of pui lentils.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what they are. Yeah. Are they different to normal lentils?
They're a pulse, I believe. They're part of the pulse family. Are they not?
Yep.
Is that right?
They're green.
Are all lentils pulses?
Are they green? Yeah, they are. They are. They're kind of like a darky green, though. Like kind of almost
I've got to be honest. We could still be talking about cricket for all I know. I just don't understand what's going on.
They're quite similar, actually, lentils and cricket.
Yeah. Very similar. All very similar. So you're going out this afternoon? You're having a nice, relaxing afternoon?
I plan to. Yeah, you know, I've kind of, this is it now for me. I've got a little bit of time to relax.
So is this your last bit of work, this, when you...
No, I've got a few other radio bits to do today.
Cancel them.
I can't, you know me.
Of course you can.
I've only ever cancelled one gig. I cancelled Benny Kassim this year, and I was vomiting at the airport. They wouldn't let me on the plane. But I still really wanted to go. I've never cancelled. I don't cancel on people.
Okay.
It's not a good habit to get into.
I don't cancel them, people.
Good.
I'm very loyal.
Excellent.
I'm good. I'm fun to be with. I cook and I can quite easily learn about cricket.
I'm fun to be with. I'm fun to be with.
Lily's new single, 22, is out this week. It's from her album, It's Not Me, It's You.
Which is still out, and probably, if you really like 22, you should probably get it on the album.
I really buy the whole album, because if you like that, you'll like the
like
others.
You'll like the others, yeah.
Sure.
That's the idea.
You should do that. And by the way, I told a story this morning at the start of the show. If you're a young child, you know, likes the odd Lily Allen song, if you're buying that young child the album, please choose wisely. On iTunes, there's like an explicit one and a clean one. Is there that in actual
I
CDs?
I believe so.
Right.
But no one buys them anymore, do they?
What?
CDs.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't even know where to go to get a CD anymore.
You've still got to buy CDs.
I usually go to Rough Trade, which is a great record shop, but just off the Portobello Road.
Right.
And usually I'll buy sort of about 20 CDs off of them a month. They kind of keep stuff aside and... Yeah.
They're good. Yeah, you gotta still
buy CDs. I
wouldn't
know, like, a major high street record store. Do they still exist? Hmm. There's probably a couple on Oxford Street.
You are so down with it. Yes, they do still exist.
Right, cool, man.
There's a big one with three letters outside on the wall that still sells CDs.
You know, there was that big store in question. They asked, you know, because I'm constantly getting asked to, like, give people sort of, like, sound bites or just, like, little, you know, throwaway comments, and I kind of get so bored of them and kind of end up just kind of taking the mickey. And this said shop said, oh, can you sort of choose a tagline from a song and an artist that you're most inspired by? And I just kind of thought, oh, whatever. So I put Jay-Z, I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know.
Nice.
And then I was driving down Oxford Street and there was this massive poster of me in the front window with I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know. I felt like a right silly person.
See, you've got to be careful. Mm. You just got to be careful. You say it, they're going to love it. You know what it's like. The media love a soundbite.
They certainly do.
Absolutely love it. Go and get the album. It's very good. I like it.
Yeah.
Lily's album with It's Not Me, It's You. And listen, when do we... Okay, so seriously.
Yeah.
Good luck with this boyfriend thing.
Thanks.
You know, it all works out for you and that you're happy and stuff.
Cheers.
And go on nice dates and ride on boats in Regent's Park. Eat popcorn and watching movies till 3 a.m. Buying trainers and eating curry. So I wish you all the best with that. Now, how do you want to? What do you want to do with this? Obviously, because we're going to work together. Now, do you want to write the song together, or are you happy with me just writing it? And
I think it should be a joint effort, really.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll do the top. Maybe you can do the top line, and I'll do the lyrics, or maybe the other way around.
I'm really good on lyrics.
Okay, I'm good on top lines, so yeah. That works.
Well, there you go. Brilliant. Yeah. And I'll get a cricket reference in and everything, so it'll be all like
ashes to ashes. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that's clever.
That's good. Ashes to ashes.
Ashes to ashes.
I'm going to work on a song that has that in it. Yeah.
Ashes to ashes. You've got eyelashes.
Yeah, go on, Dave.
No, do you know what? There's only one word I can think of, and I can't say it.
Fascist. Yeah, it wasn't even that one, actually, weirdly.
Don't really know what the song's going to be about, no. But it'll be very
Mustaches.
Interesting.
Mustaches.
That's the one. Mustaches. Perfect.
Handlebar mustaches. Would you mind just signing that for my friend Gavin, please?
No, not at all.
Did you hear our parody of The Fear that we did?
No.
No?
No.
Is that a yes or a no?
No, it's a real no. Okay. I haven't heard it.
Oh, it's excellent.
Are you going to play it?
I think we should. No?
No.
But it would demonstrate what a good songwriter you are.
Do I get money if you play it?
Yeah, because you get original writing credit. Yeah. That's the deal that we're doing at the moment.
Perfect. Can you play it? Go on, Moilsy.
I'll play you a little bit, but it's kind of old. And it's good. I'm not saying it's not good. In fact, it's great. Like Tony the Frosty Tiger would say.
It's great.
Damn straight, baby. Like nothing but a hustler or whatever.
It was of the moment, wasn't it? It was all about you raising money for Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, climbing up.
Not for Kilimanjaro.
Okay, let's not play it then if it's irrelevant.
Still funny.
Yeah, but, you know, time is of the essence.
See, now I want to play it.
Well, just play it.
See what I did there? That was reverse psychology.
Secretly, you want to hit.
I needed to help me raise shed loads of money.
That's me.
They expect me to fail because they think I'm too chubby. I'm training to climb up Mount Kilimanjaro. And I cannot drop out because I promised Gary Barlow. I'm going to Africa like Lenny Henry. All because some bright spark thought it'd be funny to send me. I'm scared I'll get eaten by rhinos and leopards, cause I'm more of a meal than Cheryl Cole and Ben Shepherd. Don't know if I'll make it, don't know if I'll fail.
That's two laughs so far, I'm counting.
I'm just counting the days till I'm back on the air.
You got it.
No one thought I'd do a month of the beer.
It's brilliant.
It's called the beer.
It's called the beer.
So you see?
Brilliant.
You gotta love that.
Yay.
Look at me. Look at me in my beautiful brown eyes. You gotta love that.
Maybe we could do one about cider and call it Not Pear, because I hate pear cider. You can do a cider song.
Yep. Or we just use that one, because it's written.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Classic.
Do you know, are you aware of how many Lily Allen parodies that I've written to try and get clearance from your people to go on this goddamn album, which is so far an EP? So the point was, the other day, on my holiday the other week, I'm sitting there going, right, I need to write, I've got to write a song. So I rewrote 22.
Yeah.
And then rewrote it and thought, this isn't right. And then we rewrote, I wrote another one about you to the tune of 22. And then I just thought, do you know what, it's just going to be a no, so I'll write a pastiche about Lily, in the style of Lily, which is legally different, so I don't get sued. So I literally have a collection. If anybody interested...
Have you got that on your little computer? No.
No, I haven't recorded it. No. I just have the lyrics.
You've just written it.
I just have the lyrics. I ain't going to the studio and laying down a demo if it's only going to be rejected. That's a waste of money.
Okay.
So if anyone listening wants to do an album all about Lily, I've got like 5 or 6 tracks just sitting there waiting. You can have them. Honestly, they're yours. If anyone's doing a Lily tribute album...
There must be somebody, surely.
It's there. If you need bonus tracks for CD singles, the work's done.
How dare you?
What?
I don't need bonus tracks.
All right, fine.
I got bonus tracks
Yeah. Coming out your ears.
Yeah.
That's what they call a Lily bonus track. When she walks into the record company, they go, here she is. Oh, she's got more bloody bonus
here
tracks.
Here comes bonus tracks.
Guess what I've
that's
got,
what
everyone?
That's my nickname, Bonus.
Bonus. Here she comes again.
Here comes Bonus.
We keep telling her, we only have 12 tracks on a CD single. It's an album, but she doesn't listen. Have a great time off. It's been nice to see you again. Someone's phone's going again.
It's not me. Mine's off.
It's not me. It's you.
No.
That's the album.
Single of 22 is out this week, although Lily does say if you do like that, why not check out the entire album? When she says check out, she means go buy it and then listen to it and check it out.
Actually, go to the checkout.
Go to the checkout and buy it.
Don't shoplift it.
It's literally, her album is one click away. That's all it is.
It is. One click.
One click. And if you've got the same broadband that I've got, one click and 42 minutes away, yeah. And you've got this entire album. And have a nice time off.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy it.
Love and, you guys. And I love you guys, listeners. Hi, everyone. Sorry, I haven't really said hi. Hi.
That's
and
them.
Bye.
That's them calling in. Mm. Oh. They're all texting in.
Bye.
Lily?
Yeah?
I love you.
I love you,
She was looking at Rachel, though, when she actually said it.
Yeah, I know. But on tape, it sounds like she's talking to you.
Right, I'll take it. Liliana Lynch, there, lovely Liliana.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime.